Flight of the Old Dog by Dale Brown. Aboard a B-52 bomber. The Strategic Air Command B-52 was ready to begin its final assault. Though half its bomb load had already been expended, one gravity bomb and four short-range attack missiles, SHRAMs, still stood in the bomb bays. So far, the crew of six had successfully guided their aged bomber through a crucial air refueling, a high-altitude bomb run from 37,000 feet, with a surprise SA-2 surface-to-air missile attack shortly afterward, and three subsequent bomb runs through a maze of hills and valleys. Up ahead, closing in on them at a speed of 6 miles per minute, was the target area defended by surface-to-air missile sites, radar-guided anti-aircraft artillery, and prowling patrols of the most advanced interceptors in the world. IPM bound in 3 minutes, crew, First Lieutenant David Luger announced over the interphone. He was following the B-52's course on a narrow cardboard chart, mentally measuring the distance and computing the time to the IP, or initial point, the start of a low-altitude nuclear bomb run. SRAM missile pre-simulated launch check completed. Computer launch programming completed. The checklist had been reviewed hours earlier. As Luger reread the checklist items over the interphone to key everyone else that the busiest portion of the 10-hour sortie was about to begin, he found himself squirming in a seat, trying to get comfortable. Radio set to RBS frequency, Luger said. He glanced at his chart annotations. 275.3. Set, Mark Martin, the co-pilot, replied. RBS bomb scoring plot is set in both radios. I'll call IPM bound when cleared by the radar. Camera on, 1-4, Luger announced, flicking a small black knob near his right shoulder. A special camera would now record the bomb run and missile launches on 35mm film for later study. EW.